We thank the Lord for a great day yesterday, and we had great fun. Including the kids, we had around 70 to 80 people here yesterday. Especially, there are a couple who are from Bowling Green yesterday. They are so moved and touched by this great activity in our church. Our church is a big family. We have good time. We have a lot of good time together. This morning, I'd like to share a topic with all of you, which is be honest. Be honest. Why there is a white belt on the PPT on the slide? Because it's a reminder that about the message we have talked several weeks ago, the right scarf tied by rehab. Sometimes we hear people arguing. One man said, "You are not a man of your word. You don't keep your promise." But the other person retorted at once, "You are the one who broke his word. We had a deal, but you broke it." We find that people of our time seem to be more and more dishonest. Even some big companies will suddenly change their minds and break the contract they have clearly signed before for their own benefit. We see a lot of this kind of things happen around us. So today I would like to share with you a very practical topic, be honest. We will continue our lesson from Joshua chapter 6. Do you remember the message from last Sunday? We saw that God's mighty power caused the wall of Jericho to collapse so that the army of Israel could charge straight in to take the city and destroy all their enemies. But Joshua, the wise leader, was a man of his word from the Bible verses we have just read in chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Let us read together again. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her." So the young man who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Verse 22 started with the word of Joshua. Because Joshua remembered the oath took by the two spies of Israel. He said, "Bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." Here we can tell the two spies of Israel had apparently sworn by the Lord at that time. Therefore, taking an oath before the only true God is a very serious matter. Once you take an oath, you must keep it. Now that the two spies promised the Rahab that they would spare the lives of her family, they must keep their words. From these two Bible verses, we can see that Joshua was the leader of his word. So later, Rahab and her whole family, including her parents, brothers, and sisters, were all settled among the Israelites. Then Rahab married an Israelite, and her faith was even mentioned twice in the New Testament. Let's first look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. Let us read together. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Verse 31 reminds us that by faith, the prostitute Rahab. It also mentioned Rahab's identity. She was a prostitute. Well, she was despised by the society. But the Lord values your faith and a heart of repentance. And in fact, Rahab not only had faith in the Lord, but also was a person of faith. Because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Let's move on to James chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. Let us read together. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As a body without a spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Verse 25 mention again the identity of Rahab was a prostitute. It said she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. And verse 26 continues with, as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. These two verses mainly emphasize the unity of faith and deeds. If one person have faith in the Lord, he will have the appropriate deeds according to the faith they have. For Rahab had hidden the two Israeli spies at the risk of her own life, hoping, of course, to save her family in the future. So Rahab made a pact with the spies. She asked the two spies to take an oath that when the Israelites captured Jericho, they would keep their promise not to kill her family. And when the Israelites did take the city of Jericho, Joshua kept this in mind all the time, which was recorded in the chapter, in chapter 6, verse 22 and 23 we have just read. Let's continue with Joshua chapter 6, verse 24 and 26. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it, but they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. Please pay special attention to verse 25. Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath. Cursed before the Lord is the one who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn, he will lay its foundation. At the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates. These three Bible verses talk about three things. Verse 24 says, the people of Israel burned everything of their enemies as God had commanded them. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and Aaron into the treasury of the Lord's house. This is because, according to the custom of the first fruits, they belong to the Lord. This is the first war the Lord promised to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan. Then the second in verse 25, Joshua kept the agreement between the spies and Rahab. So he settled Rahab's whole family among the Israelites. The third event recorded in verse 26 is that Joshua laid an oath on the people at that time. Here, the people, including every one of the Israelites. First of all, we need to know that in ancient times, there was nothing greater than taking an oath before the Lord. So whatever you swore by before God had to be done completely. Many people may ask, why did Joshua make them take an oath? Because the destruction of Jericho was to be a lasting sign of God's judgment on the idolatrous Canaanites. Since our Lord is the Lord of all, so he's not the Lord of Israelites only. He's the Lord of all. It was not only to let the Israelites remember the result of God's word for them, but also to let all the Gentiles see the work of the only true God. Our Lord is the only true God, and everything is in His control. There is only one true God, and all other gods are fake. People of, at that time, Canaanites, all the Canaanites are idol worshippers. That is why Joshua commanded that no one who came after them should rebuild the wall at all, so that generations to come might see the mighty deeds of the Lord God. Joshua's purpose is to let all people see that this is God's judgment on the idolatrous people. Yesterday, some brothers and sisters told me that it's great for our church to have these activities. As a church, as a big family, we should be energetic and very active. And many of gospel friends and friends in our community were so touched by our warm welcome. And we print the pictures we took for the kids for them in just several minutes. And they feel so, they are so grateful that we did this for them. May the Lord help us to see this. Then we will not be wrapped up in our ivory tower. We need to do everything by all cost to, by all means to shine for the Lord. So, if that's why Joshua asked the people to take this oath. If anyone dares to rise up and rebuild the city wall, he will be cursed by the Lord. With the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay its foundations. With the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates. Why do we always say that our Lord is the only true God? Because our Lord is really true to his word. Indeed, the curse was fulfilled in the book of 1 Kings because somebody dared to do that, dared to rebuild the city wall of Jericho. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. Let us read together slowly. In Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho. He laid its foundations at the cost of his firstborn, Abiram, and he set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun. Did you see it? It was a perfect fulfillment of what Joshua had said at that time. Verse 34 said, Hiel of Bethel dared to rebuild Jericho, and he laid its foundation at the cost of his firstborn, Abiram, and he set up its gates at the cost of his